You're on The Burt Show.
Right, we are going American Idol vintage here in just a second. It's The Burt Show Q100 live from the Nokia Theater for American Idol Finale Week. But what I mean by vintage is we're going to go back to season number one. This was a coup. We didn't realize how much of a coup it was back then.
It was just cool because it was a hot show on TV and we had two of the stars joining The Burt Show. So that was cool.
I mean, when you have Paula Abdul, it's impossible now to get Paula Abdul and Simon on the phone at the same time in an interview. Couldn't happen.
No.
But back then, we were double booking accidentally.
Yes.
So we had Paula on one phone, and then this dude from England, that new judge, the English guy, the guy with the accent.
You know, the mean one.
Yeah, the mean one.
Yes.
So he's
Simon
calling in at the same time. So let's save ourselves some money, some time, and get them both on at the same time. And then we'll just move on. So we got Paula and Simon on at the same time. And Jeff said in listening back to it, like the tone of it is very different back then than it is now.
It's like flirty friendly. You'll hear it.
Huh.
Flirty friendly is, it seems like toward the end, it got a little caustic friendly.
Okay.
But this one's nice.
I said this was Paula Abdul. She was booked, and then Simon was booked on the show also. They overlapped, so we put them on together, 9 years ago on The Burt Show. Hey, Paula Abdul.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Oh, you're a little tired, aren't you?
Oh, just a little bit.
Yeah, you are. Are you out in L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I think boy, I think you've got a hit here.
Yeah.
Yeah, good, bad, and ugly, we do. Yeah,
that's what we're calling our show today also, actually.
And I have to say, all morning we've been talking about how you pretty much were the conscience on that judging panel because, you know, you here tried to let the people down easily. You know, yeah, you didn't sing too well, but, you know, I'll get some lessons, you know, try harder. And the other guys are like, you suck.
Right.
You're awful.
Yeah, well, I just think that That's the cool part of the show is that there's three separate and distinct ways of doing constructive criticism.
Mm-hmm. Now, Paula, do you, in real true life, do you have any dislike for Simon? You can be honest with us. It's just, you know, it's just the four of us.
You know, he would tell us if he disliked you.
Oh, I think, no, it's, what I've read is Simon thinks that there's sexual tension between us. That really just touched me.
Of course he does.
I don't know what dream he is having. I seriously don't know.
So how many of these, did you have to sit through every single audition?
Pretty much so. We went, for the past month, we've been traveling all around the country, I believe 8 or 9 cities, and listen to hundreds, if not thousands.
Would you say the majority were bad or the majority were good?
I would say there was a good percentage that was just bad. There was a larger percentage that was good, but not above average.
Mm-hmm. And you're really looking for a superstar here. Even some of the train wrecks were great to watch. I'd say the line to me, though, it was the crying. When Simon was so mean, he made women cry, and some guys cry, too. Was there anything going on between you and Simon that we didn't see on camera? Like, were you chewing him out a little bit more aggressively?
Ask him if his arm has a permanent bruise, or if his left or right leg, given on any city, if you're sitting to the right or left of me, has a permanent dent.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I can appreciate his candor and being brutally honest, but it's, you know, it's brutally honest according to Simon. Just because Simon is brutally honest, it's his truth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were plenty of times that both myself and Randy Jackson would completely disagree, but, you know, it's just, it's the way he feels, not necessarily the way we are, and if you can see there's so much going on, and to fit it into an hour or so, it's difficult.
Well, this is kind of cool for us because Simon is here now also, Paula. Hey, Simon.
Hi, Bert.
Hey, we've got Paula.
Oh, God.
Oh, no. Is that Miss Abdul?
Yeah, that's Miss Abdul right there.
This girl is haunting me across America. This is the girl who used to claw outside my bedroom door begging to be let in at night.
Oh, my God.
Admit it, Abdul.
You wish, Simon.
Yeah, you admit it, darling. You're going to have to give way eventually.
Yeah. Oh, you're back in America, please.
No, I'm not. I'm in London.
You are?
Yeah.
Is that enough mileage between the two of you?
We haven't even started yet, but I've got stories about this girl.
Really? I can't wait to hear
them. Hey, Simon, Paula was telling us that she put a couple of really deep marks in both of your arms.
Do you know, I swear to you, but I came out of this show black and blue. This girl has very, very sharp elbows.
Was there ever a time there, and Paula, we know you got to take off in a second. Simon, was there ever a time there where you just really felt like going, Paula, you know, you just can't be that nice to these people.
Oh, permanently.
Yeah.
I always said that to me.
Permanently. I used to shake her at the end of the day and just say, look, speak your mind. But, you know, she is a nice person.
Oh, yes, but, you know, you tried attacking me saying that I was patronizing, and I think you really got a big elbow in there.
I got a fist at that one, actually, Paula. That was actually a smack in the mouth.
Simon and Paula, you guys know that Fox has a show called Celebrity Boxing. And I'm just throwing it out there. I know Fox people are probably listening. Write it down. Think about it. Mull it over. Send me a royalty check.
Yeah, I'll do it, because I'd rather take on Paula than Randy Jackson.
Hey, Paula, we're going to let you go, but Simon, don't take off anywhere, okay?
Paula, missing you already.
Oh, I miss you so much, Simon.
Bye, darling.
Bye.
Now, is it really as tough? Because, I mean, the people in this room have never gone on one of these big-time auditions.
Yeah.
But is it really as tough as you make it appear to be? I mean, are people as brutally honest as you are in an ordinary audition?
Certainly all the auditions I've ever attended, because anyone who comes to one of our auditions, as we did with American Idol, we do talk to them as a group beforehand to say, we are looking for something better than normal. Mm-hmm. If you don't like criticism, then I would suggest you leave this audition now, because we will tell you the truth.
In the overall ranking of cities that you had the auditions in, where did Atlanta fall as far as the talent comes to the other cities? Like, there was Dallas, there was Chicago, there was Seattle, Miami, New York,
L.A.
I thought Atlanta was probably second or third.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I'll tell you why. Because they just had naturally good voices. There was a girl who came from Atlanta who I think I described as not having the X factor, but the Z factor. Mm-hmm. I thought she was sensational.
I think that was Tamira, probably.
Yeah. Really, really good. And what was also good about Atlanta is that there was a lot of enthusiasm from the people compared to, say, L.A., you know, which was a bit flat.
Oh, and they're so arrogant out there, too.
Well, I think they're too used to going to auditions. Yeah. And Atlanta, they were genuinely excited, and I think that was good for us.
Yeah.
Well, Simon, it's been great talking to
you. Well, likewise.
Congratulations on what I really think is going to be a big hit, man.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And can we talk to you a bunch of times throughout the
year? Yeah, whenever you want. I'm going to be there for the next 3 months on and off. So, you know, whenever you want to do something, you know, I'll be delighted to.
Excellent.
As long as I'm not in hiding.
we'll let you know next time Paula's on with us.
Okay, cool.
You take care, Simon.
Good to talk to you all.
Listen, it's The Bert Show.